It's the Noon Show. I am Carol Roth. Happy Friday to you. And we are now in the middle of June. And you know what that means for the middle of June, right? We've got the Stanley Cup Finals and all the mayhem around that. We've got the NBA Finals and all the mayhem around that. And we've got Bridal Palooza and all of the mayhem around that. I'm sure that you are like me and you cannot go anywhere these days without seeing brides taking pictures, without the crazy bachelorette parties everywhere. And now, as a special treat, and by special, I don't mean special at all. As a special treat, I'm starting to see wedding proposals being force-fed into my inbox. They're not actually proposing to me, but it's other people's creative wedding proposals. And while there seems to be no bounds these days on the creativity and trying to up the ante and outdo the next person, the one that stood out to me came in this morning when a bazillion different people sent me what was dubbed the worst wedding proposal of all time. And if you haven't seen this yet, let me describe it for you. It is a picture from Facebook that Anne posted, and Anne's picture had a chicken sandwich with a diamond ring sticking out of the top of the bun. And then underneath it, it says, "I said yes." And when I tell you this chicken sandwich was not even like an upscale chicken sandwich, it was the kind of chicken sandwich you might see at like a school or a work cafeteria where the bun was like kind of that generic-y white bread and it like broke apart and the ring was sitting out of it. It was kind of a little sad looking. And ostensibly what happened is she unwrapped this chicken sandwich and voila, ring sitting there looking her in the face and, you know, "Will you marry me?" And the haters out there are saying that this is completely unromantic, that it's unromantic to propose with a chicken sandwich, and it is the worst proposal ever. And to the chicken sandwich proposal haters, I have two things to say. One, we don't know the backstory here. Maybe there's a very cute chicken sandwich fast food story about how these two lovebirds first met. But the second thing I'll say, which is really the important point here, is that you are missing the point. I think that we have entirely lost perspective on what marriage is. And frankly, if we spent as much time planning out and investing in our marriages and our partnerships as we did thinking about gimmicky proposals and planning for the weddings, we probably wouldn't have a divorce epidemic in our country. And we wouldn't have people deciding that it would be better to spend their life single than have to endure a marriage, because the focus would be on how to make a marriage strong instead of how to get a really awesome proposal that will go viral on YouTube and Facebook. So I have to say that we need to stop being sucked into the emotion here and put some more focus and effort back into the marriage. So joining me to discuss and debate this, I have Sean Moffitt right here live in the Allstate Showcase studio. He is a nationally syndicated radio host. He is a sales and marketing expert and really a social media magnate, if you will. Sean, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Carol. Nice to be here.
And so what do you think of the chicken sandwich proposal?
Well, put me in the hater column, because this is the absolute worst debacle I've ever seen in my entire life. When I looked at this picture, I thought to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Like, some dude actually did this. He thought up, of all of the things in all of the places that I could do, I could actually go to whatever fast food place this was. We won't mention what it was, but I have an idea. And I know I'll put the ring, wait for it, in the bun on the top sticking out. Like, I mean, come on, man. If you're going to go to that fast food place, at least get a sandwich that has a lid that opens. Like, make it like a ring box. This was in a wrapped up thing.
I think that's a fair point. But I will give him props that he didn't put it in the sandwich itself, because you hear those stories of the people who put it in the sandwich and then she eats the sandwich and then all of a sudden the ring's in her mouth and she's choking and he's doing the Heimlich and the ring comes flying out of her mouth. But, you know, funniness aside, I mean, mean, it is, you know, it is kind of hokey, not knowing the backstory, but he tried to do something, and not everybody is creative. And the bottom line for me is it really shouldn't make a difference because it's not about the proposal. You know, Rupert Murdoch just announced that he is now the sprightly age of whatever he is, 325, that he is now divorcing his third wife, who is 44, that he married when she was 30. And I'm sure that Rupert Murdoch had a really amazing over-the-top proposal that probably, and you know, I don't know this, I'm just hypothesizing, and involved champagne and private jets and maybe, you know, who knows, Stevie Wonder coming out and singing. And then look what happened. 14 years later, she becomes ex-wife number 3. And I feel like, you know, if this was really authentic for chicken sandwich guy and he felt, you know, really good about the fast food thing, I feel like that's kind of endearing.
Well, maybe. But we live in a fast food culture, right? So if you're going to do the fast food thing, I think you've got to at least include a Sunday. Right. You've got, like, instead of putting the cherry on top, put the ring on
it. It was a picture. We don't know what happened afterwards. Perhaps all of the fast food people came out and they were carrying sundaes and they gave them coupons for free fries for, I mean, we don't know what happened after this picture. We're just hypothesizing and making up our own narrative about it.
But it's fun to make up your own narrative about it. But, you know, to your point that, you know, we don't take marriage seriously and we should really take marriage seriously, I don't disagree with you on that. But the culture that we live in, the social media instantaneous let's get the buzz culture that we live in, it is all about the proposal now. I mean, clearly this guy didn't take 2 seconds to think about the fact that he's now setting himself up for this conversation for the rest of his life.
I think it's, you know what? Just ahead, I'm going to tell you why I think that this is genius and is very much in line with the way that I approached marriage. So I'll tell you about that just ahead. And if you want to weigh in on the chicken sandwich proposal, I'll take your calls at 312-981-7200. That's coming up ahead on 720 WGN. It's the Noon Show. I'm Carol Roth. We're continuing here live from the Showcase Studio, Allstate Showcase Studio, with Sean Moffitt, who is a nationally syndicated radio host, a sales expert, and a social media know-it-all, shall we say? And we've been discussing what's been dubbed the world's worst proposal, which is a man who lovingly placed a beautiful diamond ring in the top of a chicken sandwich bun, and his now fiance opened up the wrapper, and according to Facebook, she did in fact say yes. And so I'm going to go to the phone, 312-981-7200. Would love to hear what you think about this proposal and if you think that it matters, because my stance is that we're focusing way too much on these proposals and on the weddings and not enough on marriages. Mike, welcome to the program and happy Friday to you.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. So did you do the chicken sandwich proposal?
No, I didn't, but my theory behind it is, you know, I love your show, and I think anyone that proposed, they don't know the story behind it. He might have met her having a chicken sandwich, and their marriage may last a lot longer than people that spend thousands on proposals.
That's what I am saying, Mike. That's exactly my thought and my point, that Sean is shaking his head and disagreeing. There may be a cute backstory here, and if it's something that they enjoy together, it's a special story. And look, it obviously garnered a lot of attention, so we're interested in it. And I think that chicken sandwich aside, that is not the recipe, pun entirely intended, for a good marriage.
There's no chance.
I bet there's a lot worse out there.
I bet so, too. Mike, have a wonderful week, and you're going to be rooting on the Blackhawks?
I'm rooting on the Blackhawks. I work around the corner from you. I'm a doorman at a major hotel, and I love your show.
Well, thank you, Mike. All right, I'm going to wave when I don't know which one, but I'm going to come by and wave at you one of these days soon. Have a wonderful weekend.
Can I say what hotel I'm at? With Bill Clinton, put it that way today.
Oh, well, you know, I will actually see you later because I'm headed over there later today, so I will give you a wave.
I'm the Irishman out there. I'll start at 3 o'clock.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you heard it from Mike. Mike is on my side here, Sean, that it's not about the chicken sandwich. It's about that deep connection.
That's horrible. I mean, the chicken sandwich, that is the bar being set so low that as a man, no woman that I know has ever thought to themselves as they were growing up, as a little girl, as they saw their life unfolding in front of them, you know, what I dream of most is that day when my man puts a ring in a chicken sandwich. Like, come on. Who does that?
I'm pretty sure that was in at least two different Disney movies. I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like I've seen that one that was sponsored by McDonald's or something. But, you know, we're really setting the expectations wrong, because why should a little girl or a little boy have that kind of pressure that you have to have this really fancy proposal? Because it's not about the proposal. It's about love. Anyway, we'll continue. This is a fun discussion. I'm having fun with this discussion. I want to hear about your wedding proposals. In fact, I'll even share my own wedding proposal story, how my husband proposed to me. So that'll be coming up just ahead. 312-981-7200 if you want to share. And Sean and I are dying to hear this. And next, Andrea Darlis has a news update that is at 12:30 on WGN. The noon show continues. I am Carol Roth. And since it's Friday and the middle of June, we're talking about weddings and what was dubbed the worst wedding proposal of all time, when a gentleman named Dennis proposed to Anne by putting a ring in the top of a chicken sandwich. And I am sitting here with Sean Moffitt, who is a nationally syndicated radio host and social media aficionado and sales dominator, so to speak. And we disagree on this, because I think we're putting way too much emphasis on the proposals. We're putting way too much emphasis on picking out the linens and who's going to be the DJ at the wedding, and not enough on the partnership and how to live that happily ever after, because that's what makes the good marriage. And Sean says, no, if you're starting off on that foot, then you're doomed for failure, or at least just setting the bar so low that you can't be happy. And we've got a lot of folks weighing in. If you want to weigh in, 312-981-7200. And Dan, I know you've been waiting patiently here. Now, did you go with the chicken sandwich, or did you go in a different direction?
No, I did not go with the chicken sandwich, but I did go with a food product.
You did? Well, okay, so what was your food product story?
I proposed to my wife and surprised her with the engagement ring as the prize and a box of Cracker Jack.
Ah, now was this in your house? Was this in a ballpark? I want to hear more about this story.
No, it was in a house. We sat down to watch a movie, and I had prepared a box of Cracker Jack by carefully opening the bottom and carefully opening the prize and taking out the prize that was in there, replacing it with the ring, and then sealing it all back up.
See, and that's what I love about you, Dan, is that you were thoughtful enough to know that you couldn't just stick it in the Cracker Jack. It had to be the special prize inside. And did she get to that prize?
She did. The hardest part was keeping the two boxes separate so that I gave her the right box. but she did, and she was very excited.
All right, and then what was the marriage like after that? How long were you married for?
Well, this year is our 25th.
See, that is what I am talking about. Congratulations to you, and what a lovely story. And thank you so much for sharing, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Pat, I want to hear about your story here.
Well, actually, I don't have a story per se, but I do want to say that I agree with you about not knowing what the circumstances were regarding that chicken sandwich. It could be just an endearing time that the two of them had together. Maybe it was the first time they met for a bite to eat. Who knows? And your guest had mentioned that, you know, every little girl must dream about getting a ring and a sandwich. You know what? If we stop putting unrealistic stereotypes on our children, I think it would eliminate a lot of problems
for the man, a lot of disappointments.
The woman.
You know what, Pat? Thank you so much for saying that. And I know, Sean, now you're two on one, Sean, here. So I completely agree with Pat, because I think when we put out these Disney stories where there's an expectation that some guy shows up on a white horse to rescue you, it says that the woman needs rescuing, which is a bad thing to do. Two, it puts a lot of pressure on the little boy to grow up and try and figure out where to get a horse to begin with, and it just really doesn't set up a good expectation. The reason my marriage has been so successful, and we are going on 16 years together, 14 years married, is because we have a partnership and because we really value each other and talked about building the life and work on it every day. It wasn't because my husband had an amazing proposal, even though he had a lovely proposal. He could have done anything and it wouldn't have mattered because we were meant to be together.
Yeah, and you know, another thing, maybe that knight in shining armor, maybe his armor's rusted and the best thing he could do is ride in on a goat. But that doesn't mean he doesn't care.
That is true. And if he's got a heart of gold, it doesn't matter if he's got the rusty armor. Pat, thank you so much. You're going to be rooting for the Hawks this weekend?
Oh, you better believe it.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a wonderful weekend, Pat.
You too.
All right, so what do you say about that, Mr. Sean, about the rusted armor and the goat, but he really, really cares and has the heart of gold?
Yeah, that's great. But as kids, regardless of what you say now as an adult, hey, oh, we shouldn't set expectations for our kids, for our boys and girls. No, the thing is, regardless of what we do, there's expectations. We live in a world of expectations, and you can't reduce the expectations away from anything.
I'm going to completely shut you down on that.
I got shut down.
Because it depends on the expectations you are setting. I can tell you that not once as a young woman or even as a woman in her early 20s did I ever think about the proposal or getting married or that some guy would. It was never set up as an expectation for me. You know what was set up as an expectation for me? That I could do whatever I want, that I had boundless potential, that, you know, I should pay down my credit card debt, that I should go to school and get an education. Those were the expectations that my parents put on me, not about, oh, let's play dress up and pretend what kind of wedding, and here's the kind of proposal that you should have to have a happy marriage. And I think that that has been a huge factor in why I have been able to be so successful.
And I think that's fantastic that you were able to do that. And I tell my little girl right now she can do anything that she wants. She's 7. And I tell her she can do anything, be anything, and become anything. But hey, look, there are still expectations in the world. I'm not setting them for her other than being an example of what the kind of man she needs to find is. But there are expectations in the world that she dreams about. She has fairy tale fantasies. She likes dress up. She does all these things. And she pretends about what it's like to get engaged and have the proposal and Prince Charming. Hey, let the girl dream.
I don't know, Sean, I'm saying, as a parent, I feel like you have the opportunity to step in and to set those expectations. It doesn't mean you crush her fairy tale and her imagination. But, you know, the world does set expectations. And the role of a family is to come in and provide that extra support and different kinds of expectations to say, you know, it doesn't matter what everybody else expects because you have the power to do what you want to do. And if you find the right partner, it doesn't matter if the guy gives you a ring and a chicken sandwich. You guys can live happily ever after.
I agree with you, but it will never, ever be in a chicken sandwich. And frankly speaking, I mean, she's got my daughter has got the ability to be and become anything she wants, for sure. But we frame it for her about how she needs to set her life up so that she can live up to whatever expectation she sets for herself. Chicken sandwich or not.
All I know is the next time I invite you on the show, I'm going to send you the letter in a chicken sandwich, and we'll see if you accept or not, and see if you think any less of me because it came in a chicken sandwich. I bet that you won't.
The answer is yes.
All right, you can find Sean at themoffittcompany.com and at the Sean Moffitt on Twitter. And before we have to leave it with you and tell me about this event you're going to be at this week.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm speaking at an amazing event called Soldiers to CEO. Essentially, it's an event to allow veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan to come in and learn all they need to learn about business from the legal side all the way through to putting a product or service into the market.
Right. And we heard about that from Coco Sudek, I think it was last week. That's at Robert Morris University on South State Street in Chicago, Saturday from 9 to 5. Sean, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Carol. It's totally my pleasure.
And just ahead on the noon show, WGN's Orion Samuelson checks your money. And then an 11-year-old music prodigy, Anaya Jolie. You know, I bet she's not wondering about her proposal. She's out doing great things, and she is doing her own music. She joins me live in studio. You will get to hear that just ahead on 720 WGN.